is Trish McGregor with your December Star Power Forecast. Thank you for joining me. I shortened the December forecast so I could add some observations about 2025. It's going to be a year of major transitions. Perhaps the biggest transition will be with challenges to our democracy under a second Trump administration that aspires to become the rule of one, a king, a czar, a Putin, a Pinochet, Maduro, Castro, Orban, you know, all the dictators on the planet. If you voted for Trump, then it's best if you study the history of autocracies, how they come to be, what their playbook is, and how Trump is using it already before he even assumes office. If he initiates the biggest deportation in history, it will undoubtedly be a heartbreaking shit show. Think of a dystopian presence so huge and ugly that it defies The Hunger Games, 1984, The Handmaid's Tale. This is Pluto doing its thing. First, it destroys everything, then it rebuilds on the ashes. But we, the people who did not vote for Trump, scoop up handfuls of those ashes and build something better, stronger, more powerful than authoritarian rule. We do this as a community of rebels, of revolutionaries who organize at the local levels and become a collective with a positive, upbeat message that speaks to the soul of all people who desire freedom. Pluto represents death, rebirth, and change. It darted in and out of Aquarius in 2023 and since January 2024, but finally it entered Aquarius for good on November 19th and will be there for the next 20 years. Aquarius is the sign of the equalizer, the humanitarian, the visionary, the innovator. Every Aquarian I've ever known has represented these qualities. Pluto is now transiting somewhere in your birth chart. That's the place you'll experience the most transformative change in the next two decades. As we head into the final month of 2024, there are two new moons to enjoy. However, Mercury is retrograde until the 15th in Sagittarius, so the new opportunities that should surface with this new moon on the 1st may be delayed. With the retro, just remember not to sign any contracts and to follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Let's see what the month holds for each sign. First of all, the dates to consider. December 1st, there's a new moon in Sagittarius at 1:21 a.m. Eastern Time. Mercury turns direct on the 15th, and there's also a full moon in Gemini. On the 26th, Mercury in Sagittarius opposes Jupiter in Gemini. And on the 30th, there's the second new moon, which will be in Capricorn. Aries. The new moon in Sagittarius on the 1st falls in your 9th house, so this is where the new opportunities will surface. But as I mentioned earlier, they may be delayed thanks to the retrograde. Some possibilities: a trip overseas, teaching or attending a workshop, a spiritual retreat, some sort of aha moment in your belief system that changes things. On the 15th, two events occur. There's a full moon in Gemini at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in Sag at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. Let's take this moon first. Jupiter is widely conjunct by 8 degrees, and Neptune and Pisces squares it by 4 degrees. The moon falls near your third house of communication, and Jupiter expands everything you say, write, and talk about. The square from Neptune in your 12th house and the Mercury retro on Sag could indicate some confusion in your communications. However, by later this afternoon, when Mercury turns direct, things should iron out. On the 26th, Mercury in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. Ouch. You may spend the day overloading yourself, taking on more than you can realistically handle. Just keep that in mind when you agree to take on another task, do another favor, say yes to someone else. The 30th brings a new moon in Capricorn, the second for the month. But at least this one occurs after Mercury has turned direct. It's in your 10th house, your profession and career, so that's when the opportunities surface. But Saturn in Pisces is square to this moon, so if you seize one of these opportunities, you have to play by the rules that the authority figure, whoever it is, lays down. Taurus. So the month begins with Mercury retro in Sag in your 8th house, part of your money axis. Make sure you keep an eye on your bank accounts, Venmo, PayPal, and also on your mortgage account. The new moon in Sag on the 1st occurs near 8th house of shared resources, the same house as that Mercury retrograde. Technically, this is where your new opportunities should surface, break an insurance, your mortgage, credit cards, earning royalties on something you sell. But thanks to the retrograde, these opportunities may not appear until after Mercury turns direct on the 15th. The full moon in Gemini on the 15th falls near second house of income on that same financial axis. A source of income may be coming to an end, but because Mercury retro also ends today, a new source of income may show up that will pay you royalties. However events play out today, there's apt to be some confusion in communication thanks to a square from Neptune. On the 26th, Mercury in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini, your financial axis again. With Jupiter trying to expand your income, the opposition says, not so fast, and urges you to communicate more clearly about money. Fortunately, there's a second new moon this month in fellow Earth sign Capricorn on the 30th. It occurs near ninth house, and with Mercury now moving direct, opportunities should surface in foreign travel, spirituality, publishing, and you also may see financial opportunities showing up from that new moon in Sag on December 1st. Gemini. The new moon in Sagittarius on December 1st occurs near 7th house of partnerships. Since Mercury is also retrograde in that sign and house, the new opportunities and partnerships are unlikely to show up until after the 15th, when Mercury turns direct again. However, eventually the right business partner shows up, or, if you're single, the right romantic partner. The full moon in your sign on the 15th is also the day that Mercury turns direct. The full moon happens at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and the Mercury event happens at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. So if you're completing something, a job, a gig, a relationship, whatever it is, try to do it after Mercury turns direct. You'll communicate more clearly and things will unfold with greater smoothness. However, keep in mind that Neptune squares this moon, so there's going to be some confusion. On the 26th, Mercury in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. When Jupiter's in your sign, it expands various facets of your life and delights in doing so. But then today this opposition comes along and suddenly it's like Mercury retro all over again. Fortunately, it's exact only today, so lay low with important communications until tomorrow. On the 30th, the new moon in Capricorn, second one this month, second new moon, occurs near 8th house or on your financial axis. This one should usher in new financial opportunities in terms of mortgages, credit, insurance, and things like interest and royalties. It's a positive way to move into the new year, and with Mercury direct, the opportunities should appear fairly quickly. Cancer. Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius in your sixth house until December 15th. While the retro doesn't negate the opportunities that come with the new moon in Sag on the 1st, it may delay them, but here are some possibilities. A new job, a promotion with a raise, a side gig. If you're self-employed, you may be hired by a new client or an existing client who has a new job for you. Again, these opportunities may not surface until after December 15th. On the 15th, Mercury turns direct at 3:56 p.m. Eastern, and at 4:00 a.m. Eastern, there's a full moon in Gemini in your 12th house. And that full moon is squared by Neptune. Something you're doing behind the scenes is drawing to a close, perhaps sessions with a therapist, a ghostwriting project, or some other task or job. It's best to communicate about this after Mercury has straightened out. Also, that Neptune square can stir up a lot of confusion. On the 26th, Mercury in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. Today may feel like a Mercury retrograde. It may feel like you've slipped back into Mercury retrograde. Jupiter is trying to expand things for you, but the opposition stymies expression. Wait until tomorrow to say whatever it is you need or want to say to a colleague. The 30th brings the second new moon for December without a Mercury retrograde. This one takes place in your seventh house of partnerships. So if you've been searching for a business partner, the right person shows up, and it's likely that you know it immediately. If you're single and hoping to meet your soulmate or at least a romantic interest, then this new moon may bring about the meeting and the right person. Leo, the month begins with Mercury retrograde in your fifth house. Take great care with any creative work you're doing, and remember not to submit anything new during this period. In fact, remember the three R's: review, revise, and reconsider. The retro ends on December 15th. On the 1st, the new moon in Sag promises new opportunities in creativity, romance, whatever you do for fun and pleasure. Some possibilities: a new gig for expressing your creativity, a new romantic interest, a new source of enjoyment and fun. But with the retrograde, it's likely these opportunities won't show up until after Mercury is direct. On the 15th, there's a full moon in Gemini at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in Sag at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. Also, Neptune is square to this moon. So if something within your network is drawing to a close, wait until after Mercury turns direct before communicating with your network about it. The full moon in Gemini really urges you to talk, confide, and chat with others, but it may have you talking to yourself, rehearsing for something that's coming up. There will be a fair amount of confusion. On the 26th, Mercury in Sag is opposed to Jupiter in Gemini. It may feel like a Mercury retro day. With Jupiter trying to expand your network and its reach, the opposition throws up a roadblock that is caused by almost anything or anyone. Perhaps members of your network dislike your approach to something, or rumors have taken root about the network. Deal with it tomorrow when the aspects are more conducive to resolution. The second new moon this month happens on December 30th in Capricorn, and Mercury is finally in direct motion. New opportunities should surface for you in your daily work. It could be a new job altogether, a promotion in your current job, a raise, a new responsibility. To some extent, it depends on what you've been hoping for or intending. It's a good way to usher in the new year. Virgo, the month begins with Mercury, ruler of your sign and of Gemini, retrograde in Sag in your fourth house. It means the new opportunities that should surface with the new moon in Sag on November 1st are likely to be delayed until after December 15th when Mercury turns direct. Some possibilities: your home sells for your asking price, you find the right roommate, an adult child moves in or out. On the 15th, the full moon in Gemini occurs near 10th house of career at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in Sag at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. So if something in your personal life is drawing to a close, don't communicate about it until after Mercury has turned direct. Also, Neptune is square to this moon, and that's going to deepen the confusion. The opposition on the 26th is between Mercury and Sag and Jupiter and Gemini. Jupiter has been expanding your career options and then runs up against this opposition. Today, you may take on more than you can realistically handle. And in many ways, it may feel like a Mercury retro day. So don't try to resolve anything today. Just kick back. Wait until tomorrow. Fortunately, there's a second new moon this month on the 30th in Capricorn in your fifth house. New opportunities in creativity, romance, and pure enjoyment usher you into the new year. Possibilities: new gigs in which you can express your creativity, you meet a romantic interest, or find a new passion that consumes you. Libra, the month begins with Mercury retrograde in Sag in your third house, which rules, among other things, communication. The best way to navigate this retro is to not sign contracts, don't have any kind of surgery, and follow the rule of the three R's: revise, review, and reconsider. Oh, and communicate as clearly and succinctly as possible, and take nothing for granted. On the 1st, the new moon in Sag should bring new opportunities that are likely to be delayed until after the 15th, when Mercury turns direct. Some possibilities: a move to a different neighborhood, new communication or project responsibility, a get-together with siblings and neighborhood friends, more local travel. The 15th brings two events: a full moon in Gemini at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turning direct in Sag at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. If you're finishing up plans for a trip abroad, wait until after Mercury turns direct to check over and complete the plans. You may be completing plans for law school or grad school, but again, wait until after Mercury turns direct to finalize what you're doing. Also, Neptune squares this moon, which is going to add to some of the confusion. The opposition on the 26th is between Mercury and Sag in your third house and Jupiter and Gemini in your ninth, While Jupiter's expanding your worldview and spirituality, it comes up against this Mercury opposition, and it may feel like the planet is retro again. One possible repercussion is that you take on more than you can realistically handle. On the 30th, the second new moon of the month is in Capricorn, in your fourth house. And with Mercury now behaving, any of these possibilities should surface quickly. You move, an adult child comes home to live or moves out, you find the ideal roommate. You renovate your home, you rent out a couple of rooms. However, it unfolds for you, it's a good way to start the new year. Scorpio, the month began the same way that November ended, with Mercury retrograde in Sag in your second house of income. The retro ends on December 15th, so between now and then, don't sign any contracts and follow the rule of the three R's to make this period easier. Revise, review, and reconsider. The retrograde may delay the new income opportunities that should surface with the new moon in Sag on the 1st. Possibilities, you get a raise in your current job, you land a new job with an increase in pay, you take on a side gig that pays well. You get the idea. On the 15th, there are two things going on. A full moon in Gemini at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in Sag at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. The full moon falls near 8th house on that financial axis again, so you may be completing an application for a mortgage, new credit card, or insurance. It's also possible that you're completing a project that will pay you royalties. Best to delay things until after Mercury turns direct this afternoon. In fact, since Neptune squares this moon, you might want to wait a day or two to avoid that kind of Neptunian confusion. The 26th brings a day that may feel like you slip back into the retrograde. Mercury in Sag in your second house is opposed by Jupiter in Gemini in your 8th, your financial axis once again. Jupiter has been expanding your options in terms of mortgages, insurance, and credit, and has increased your partner's income. But today it runs up against the opposition, and you may find yourself taking on more than you can realistically handle. But the month and the year close out with a new moon in Capricorn on the 30th in your third house. New opportunities surface in communications. You may land a side gig teaching, conducting a workshop, or doing something within your neighborhood or community. The new moon facilitates creating goals and attaining them. Sagittarius, you really get hit this month with Mercury retrograde in your sign. It seems to turn just about everything you do or communicate into an upside-down world. Just be sure you don't sign any contracts, get surgery until after Mercury turns direct on December 15th, and take nothing for granted. Follow the rule of the three R's to navigate this period more successfully. Revise, review, and reconsider. The new moon in your sign on the 1st should usher in new opportunities, but they aren't likely to appear until after Mercury turns direct on the 15th. Possibilities, anything that boosts your spirit and optimism, a foreign trip, chance to write a novel or book, an opportunity to delve into your spirituality. The 15th brings two astrological events, a full moon in Gemini in your 7th house, at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in your sign at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. If you're completing a project with a business partner, communicate with the person after Mercury turns direct and submit whatever you're doing at that time. In fact, you might want to wait a day or two because Neptune squares this moon, which creates confusion. On the 26th, it's likely that you'll feel you slip back into Mercury retrograde because it's opposed by Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter has been busy expanding your options in terms of personal and business partners and suddenly runs into this opposition. So you, in an attempt to compensate, take on more than you can handle. Resist that edge. Look forward to the 30th, to the second new moon of the month. The new moon on the 30th is in Capricorn, your second house of income. This moon brings in new opportunities for making money and increasing what you earn. It may be a promotion, a raise, or a new job or career altogether. However events unfold, this new moon is a great way to greet the new year. Capricorn, even with the holidays coming up this month, usually a time of festivities and enjoyment, December begins with Mercury retro in Sag in your 12th house. You may find that issues from the past that you haven't resolved may surface and be so in your face that you're forced to confront them. The opportunities that should surface with the new moon in Sag on the 1st may be delayed until after the 15th when Mercury turns direct. Some opportunities to anticipate with that new moon on the 1st, a new gig that takes place behind the scenes, you find a new therapist, experience a significant insight into the workings of your own unconscious, or you may be engaged in secrecy that feels like a spy novel. And hey, if that's it, keep notes. The 15th features two astro events, a full moon in Gemini in your 6th house that occurs at 4:02 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in Sag in your 12th house at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. If you're completing a project in your daily work routine, until Mercury turns direct, to submit it, even better, submit it tomorrow, because Neptune squares this moon, which increases confusion. Once Mercury is direct, communication is straightened out. The 26th may feel like you slip back into the retrograde when Mercury in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. While Jupiter has been busy expanding your options in your daily work, this opposition pushes up against it and complicates things. You may take on more than you can reasonably handle just to compensate. On the 30th, we have the second new moon of the month in your sign. Since Mercury is moving direct, the new opportunity shouldn't be delayed. And these can be anything where you've been placing your focus. Been looking for a new job, a new career, new neighborhood or house, a new romance. Anything is possible when there's a new moon in your sign. And it's a terrific way to enter the new year. Aquarius. The month begins with Mercury retrograde in Sag in your 11th house. This retro impacts your network of friends and colleagues, so be meticulous in your communications. Remember, don't sign any contracts and practice the rule of the three R's, revise, review, and reconsider. On the 1st, the new moon in Sag is handicapped by this Mercury retro. The new opportunities may be delayed until after the 15th when Mercury turns direct again. Some possibilities, your brand goes viral, your network's membership expands, a dream you've had manifests itself in full-blown technicolor, you travel abroad, you get a book published. Not bad. On the 15th, there are two astrological events. At 4:02 a.m. Eastern, there's a Gemini full moon. At 3:56 p.m. Eastern, Mercury turns direct in Sagittarius. So if you're completing a creative endeavor for a client, hold off your communications until later in the afternoon when Mercury is in direct motion. If the endeavor is for yourself, try to finish it up after Mercury is direct so you can check through it again with confidence that it's exactly how you want it. And keep in mind that Neptune squares this moon, which deepens confusion. The 26th may feel like you slip back into the retrograde. Mercury in Sag opposes Jupiter in Gemini. While Jupiter's been busy expanding your options in creativity and romance, this opposition pushes up against it and complicates things. To compensate, you may take on more than you can handle. The new moon on the 30th falls in Capricorn in your 12th house. Since Mercury is now moving in direct motion, the opportunities won't be delayed. Some possibilities, you land a gig that takes place behind the scenes, ghostwriting, producing, as an online therapist or counselor. It's also possible that you reach an important understanding about your own unconscious. Pisces. The month begins with Mercury retrograde at Sagittarius in your 10th house of career. Ouch. Be sure to communicate clearly with colleagues, employers, and clients. Don't sign any contracts. And for a smoother retro time, follow the rule of the three R's. Review, revise, and reconsider. Keep these things in mind when the new moon in Sag occurs on the 1st. This new moon should bring new opportunities in your career, but they may be delayed until after the 15th when Mercury turns direct. Possibilities, a new career, a raise or promotion, or both. Foreign travel for work, your book is purchased for publication. You get the idea. It's like Christmas, but it's delayed. Two events occur on the 15th, a full moon in Gemini at 4:05 a.m. Eastern, and Mercury turns direct in Sag at 3:56 p.m. Eastern. The moon occurs in your 4th house. If you're completing renovations on your home and intend to rent or sell it, wait until late afternoon to list it. Better yet, wait until tomorrow. And I say that because Neptune squares this moon, which can cause confusion. The 26th may feel like you slip back into the retrograde. Mercury in Sag is opposed to Jupiter in Gemini. For months now, Jupiter's expanding your options related to home, family, and your personal environment. Then it runs up against this opposition and you trying to compensate and take on more than you can handle. Instead of doing that, give yourself a couple of days. The 30th brings the second new moon of the month in Capricorn in your 11th house. New opportunities surface with your network of colleagues and friends, and your brand could go viral. Time to touch base with your network through a newsletter, and depending on the size of your membership, it may be time to charge a nominal fee, which you can start in the new year. You may also have an opportunity to achieve a dream you've had for a long time. This is a great way to usher in 2025.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.